Nathan, let me just comment. I really appreciate your work on it, and I know what your commitment is to the kind of collaborative thing, and my criticism was not of you, but I do have a lot of concerns. We've had a lot of discussion and disagreements over the year within, here at KPFK, I think we're more of one mind, at least governance folks, with regard to the whole issue of a kind of structure that now gets the National Program Department. But I think that this is really a major issue, and I'm not blaming you, but I do think that this all being generated by the Operations Collective, my own recommendation is a proposal, you're coming up with a proposal after getting in more input. That's a pilot project that's not proposing this immediately, but some kind of pilot project taking into consideration the national program policy, the kinds of things that Attila mentioned, Bonnie's concern about this wiping out national programming. In a lot of ways, I think that the message I would like you to carry back to the operations collective, whatever it's called, and I would like others to discuss it, is a concern about moving forward so rapidly on what is really creating a structure on which there has not been a lot of debate at both the local station levels and at the PMB level.
If I could respond quickly to that part of, there are times when the staff do need to act relatively quickly to come up with a program. And I think, maybe it's just a matter of the sort of consciousness or the critical mass or whatever didn't come until relatively late in the game on this. But if we want to have something that's kind of relevant for the election year coming up, we do need to act pretty much now, just to get it in the budget. So that was really the reason, I think, why there is perhaps a sense of rushedness to some of this.
I'm sorry, Sherna, as I emailed you, I have to leave because I have another station meeting.
Right. Do you want to make any comment on it before you leave, Bonnie?
I'm still a little unclear. In this budget that you are working on, Nathan, a minimum commitment says $189,000.
Yeah.
A maximum commitment says $425,000.
Right.
Is there anywhere near either of those figures in the national programming budget?
No, not at the moment, but things could I mean to find the money will be a stretch. The finance people, I'm confident, could do it if the program starts raising some money. I don't know. I mean, that's a big discussion to have. I haven't had that talk with Lonnie yet, the heart-to-heart there. The upper figure is obviously just kind of it's there, but it's kind of a joke at this point. There's not that, that's an absolutely absurd amount of money. If we moved the bulk of what usually gets spent on national programming and tried to maybe tried to squeak a bit out of this or that part of the budget elsewhere, maybe it could happen at a lower level.
I see. I'm sorry. I really apologize that I have to go, but I have another staff meeting that's been called.
Sure.
Thank you for all your work.
Sure.
Thanks, Sunny.
Thanks.
Anyone else want to get on the staff here?
Yeah, Serene, please.
Okay. Anyone else? Go ahead, Serene.
The Operations Collective is the ED, the GMs, and the PDs, correct?
And the rest of the national staff as well.
Okay. We're talking about the CFO and who else?
CFO, me, the National Tech Director, the Affiliates Director, or Coordinator, rather, the Website Coordinator, and the Washington Bureau Chief.
Okay, well, it seems to me that the five PDs who are also invited to participate in these calls, who I assume are the driving thrust of any programming discussion that's being held in the OC that other people weigh in, but that obviously the program directors have quite a bit of say, I don't understand sort of why the committee, and I know we haven't actually met in a while, but I don't understand the process by which programming decisions are being made, if you will. The PDs, the five PDs, are invited, are non-voting members of this committee. So why would there need to be a continued series of meetings about national programming that bypasses the programming committee?
I wasn't aware.
Can I jump in there as a PD?
Yeah.
This is okay. It's a good question to ask. However, I do think that there's a whole other slew of issues and discussions that come up in, for example, the PD meetings that we now have. Once a month, Nathan, and that came out as a result of, you know, this newly found and I think great opportunity for us to be able to come together, share in our experiences, dialogue and discuss on, you know, how to deal with issues, sharing information. It's not just about coming together and coming up with some sort of master plan strategy on national programming. That's it. That is a discussion that we have, but by far it's not the only thing that we discuss. And I dare say, at the risk of speaking for my colleagues, of which I don't want to, that I think we've all walked away at one point or another feeling that our discussions have in fact been helpful. I can say this, that ever since we have been meeting and talking, I've felt both more comfortable and just good about being able to go to another PD and say, hey, you know, I got this policy issue. What do you have? What do I have? And being able to share sharing the information that ultimately makes all our stations stronger. So that is definitely one area why having these additional meetings and discussions help. Not to mention that I think it builds solidarity. I think it builds understanding. And all of that will only contribute towards, I think, a much more collaborative effort when the day comes that we have to decide whether or not we are going to move through on some of these programs, including and not limited to projects like, for example, the Spanish language programming.
Mm-hmm. Let me jump in.
Okay,
also,
and then I'd like to do that.
Wait. Who says, let me jump in?
Nathan wants to jump in before I respond.
Okay, and then I would like to put myself in the list too. Nathan and then Serene.
Just to let you all know, we have 8 more minutes.
Okay. Briefly, I don't think that the program directors of the OC are trying to do a runaround or a loop around this committee, though the program directors have met a lot more than this committee, and maybe that's part of it, is that we can get together. It's a smaller group or staff. Program directors are hired to make some of these decisions about programming and to talk about programming and to reflect and carry out the mission vis-a-vis programming. And this committee is charged with that as well in terms of making sure the mission is being fulfilled through programming. But this committee has only made quorum like 3 times since January. I mean, it's just not really a venue where a lot of detailed discussions can happen that get acted on in a timely fashion. So the program directors talk among themselves.
Okay, I actually fully endorse the idea of program directors meeting and GMs meeting. And in fact, I think our membership people should meet and talk, at least by conference call on a regular basis. I, in fact, asked the PND, the first quote, democratically elected PMB, whatever that means anymore, in 2004 to put that process into place where people performing the same work at the various stations were able to rely on each other and support each other and give each other ideas. So I'm certainly not saying that the Operations Collective should not be functioning or that PDs should not meet simply as PDs without anyone else being involved except, you know, the National Program Coordinator. I'm saying that on the matter of the proposal of a national program, even if this committee was not meeting, and I did say that in my question, that I know we hadn't met, I don't think there was anything that stopped the national program coordinator from sending that proposal or his planned report to the committee, to this committee, before presenting it to the national board, because as Sherna quoted earlier, there actually is a process within the foundation for where discussions of national programming should originate. And it doesn't mean that, okay, it must come through this committee and no one else can ever come up with an idea. That's absolutely not what I'm suggesting. I'm simply saying that as program coordinator, you're in contact with two bodies, or you have a responsibility to be in contact with two bodies. The people who actually are tasked with implementing the programming decisions and making programming decisions on a local level, and this committee, which, like it or not, is the place where some work with regard to national programming should be done. And why didn't you bring it to us a month before, or even send an email saying, this is what I plan to present at the PND? You know, any feedback before I do that? That's my point. I'm not accusing the PDs of going around any process, because they're not responsible for making sure the process is carried out. You are.
Sure, because what I sent to the list today, the program committee list today, didn't exist before the PNB meeting. It was discussed just an hour before the PNB discussion. Now, you know, it took me a little while to sort of get it all together, typed up, and sent to you all, and I apologize for that. Between moving stuff, I've been rather busy in terms of getting that done. But I don't really know what you mean. This wasn't presented to the PNB except as a summary of the discussions we had had the day before and that morning. So, you know, there's...
Nathan, can I just add briefly, Serene?
Armando, I'm on
this,
the list.
I just want to echo what Nathan just brought up.
I'm on the list, and I want to also basically support what Nathan just said, Serene. This was done at that meeting at the PNB. They all got together. I think we all have some similar concerns, and it's not that the proposal that Nathan came up with, the proposal and then presented to them. My concern is that they came up with it, and now it is being proposed and is moving forward with more discussions with this operations committee. I totally concur with you, Armando, that these discussions among the PDs are absolutely critical. But why on earth is it moving forward with the webmaster being involved in the discussion instead of governance somehow being involved and the PDs being involved? I'm not understanding who has decided who the stakeholders are here. That's my concern.
Point of information, 3 more minutes.
Sure, I think this is it being brought up, honestly. I mean, this is the first meeting since this all kind of happened, so...
Well, then, Nathan, I guess my question is, so then what, after tonight's discussion? Then what? You've heard tonight.
If I can jump in there, folks, I'm going to have to be leaving very soon, but now that the notes have been delivered, I've been driving ever since I got on this call, so I haven't been able to really look at them. I plan to bring this to the station and have some discussions there so that we can get some feedback. I, for one, while I've supported moving forward with exactly that discussions, as Nathan said earlier, there's been no commitments. And I think, for one, now that it's been delivered, it's our responsibilities, those of you on this call, to ensure that your PDs, do in fact take the content, review it, and bring it back to your constituents, including those of you who are on this call, so that you can be involved and informed.
Thanks, Amanda.
I guess briefly, just to say what I'd like from this group tonight is, I've heard some of your concerns already, I think, and responded, but I also recognize that there's still concerns. Then I go back to the staff with these concerns, and we try and find a way through them. And then I bring back a proposal that's a bit more formal if the staff actually does so. If the staff actually comes up with something, is that going to happen in the next week or a couple weeks? Up with something that actually that they were more or less behind, that then I could bring to you all, and you all could you know, give it your yay or nay and list your concerns. There's no roadmap for me to figure out how to do this. The only thing in the programming policy is just that, you know, I bring things to you all to review it to make sure needs are met, you know, and that's cool. And so I know you want to see proposals when they're proposals. Maybe I spoke as if there's too much consensus behind this. There's not. I mean, you know, this is barely a proposal, if it is at all. And I just wanted to make sure you all know what's going on as we go on. I mean, this is, like I say, the first meeting since any of this happened of this group. So that's what we're doing here. So let me know if you have any additional concerns before I bring it back and we have talks among the staff.
Time.
Nathan, let me just say, I really greatly appreciate your openness on it. And I think you do share the vision of many of us that there'd be much more participation of the station. And I don't know what happens now that you've got something that includes a budget, which the Finance Committee hasn't seen, I imagine. And we're in the middle, you know, like September is the deadline on the budget. So, you know, we've got a peculiar situation here in terms of timing.
Yeah.
The time...
Do we want to extend?
Yeah, I would move to extend for 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
10 minutes okay with everyone?
And
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I guess extend it. Are we going to get to the other things, though?
Oh.
Which are you? Well, the Rob isn't on, so we're not going to get the report on licensing.
Oh, okay.
And the other item was Nathan's visit to the stations.
Okay, I'd like to get off at 7:30 for sure.
The witch?
I need to excuse myself. I've now arrived at another event, so I hope I was helpful.
Yes, thank you for being on the call,
you.
Armando.
Hey, thank you, guys, and I look forward to more.
Talk to you soon, Armando.
All right.
Attila, I didn't know what you were saying. What is it you want to make sure we cover?
Oh, okay. I didn't realize Rob left. But I want to get off at 7:30. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, let's make sure we leave it for a meeting schedule stuff.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So if we've extended for 10 minutes on this, and then Nathan felt that he could do a shorter report on the station visits. Nathan, what do you now need... Given, you know, do you have enough sense of the kinds of concerns people have raised in the reservations? Do you need more from us, and how do you see now moving forward in the process here?
And also, Shona, just a reminder that I would like to be on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sheree.
No problem.
Go on.
Lisa,
sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, anyone else want to be on the stack? Okay, go, Lisa.
Because you just asked Nathan a question, correct?
You can go ahead, and I can hold off and answer him like
okay.
We did before.
I just want to say from what I'm gathering, and even with just some questions pertaining to the proposal by Dan, and this is in no way a reflection of like a negative kind of comment or anything, but it seems to me that, okay, we've just done this work several months ago on the programming policy, and now we're at programming, and it just seems like there needs to be, and I guess these are the things that other people are speaking to, and maybe Nathan, you said it more in that there's not really quite a roadmap, like from okay, you have this idea, and then boom, because we basically just really completed like the programming policy. So I'm just sensing that I think there needs to be a little bit more of, you know, that filler in there. Like, for example, even, like, okay, the proposal was brought to the programming committee, you know, by Dan, ideas, you know, very good ideas. And so it's like, okay, so what happens now? That kind of thing, at least that I'm feeling. And the fact that we've been going back and let me review the programming policy. So I think that there's definitely that aspect of it that needs to work a little bit, to work itself out a little bit more, you know, like the now what? When somebody comes up with an idea, then what? So that's all I wanted to add to it.
And Serene?
Who is that?
Serene?
Yeah, cool. Serene, go on.
I guess it does not seem efficient to me, and I realize there are two very different forums, that this is a very public forum, the meetings are streamed, and that particularly because of the conduct of some people who are unfortunately involved in governance at the stations, that staff become somewhat gun-shy in terms of participation where they don't have to participate. So I certainly understand the reluctance, and I'm not saying that I know that people are reluctant, but if people were reluctant to, let's say some PDs were reluctant to participate in, as fully in these calls as they might, I can understand where that comes from, because I've witnessed the behavior of some people who are elected to the board. But it also does not seem to me to be very productive for Nathan to sort of be, you know, checking to see what we're saying here and taking that back to them and then checking to see where they are and then taking it back, you know, that sort of back and forth, when in fact I think everyone would be enriched by a discussion that included both the programming committee and the PDs. Because I would think that while in terms of how things get done, having some of the technicians, the technical people involved in the discussion might be a good idea, they're far less involved in the recommendations about national, and they should be far less involved about the recommendations in terms of the content and format of national programs than this committee. So it seems to me that some of the people who are involved in the other discussion, the collective is what it is, the OC is, you know, what it is, but that there needs to be a way to involve both the committee and the PDs in the same discussion rather than have, you know, because regardless of how great your notes are, it's still sort of you sort of have to get the information that we're trying to share and find a way to convey it to them and then do the reverse. So regardless of how effectively you may do that, it is still not the same thing. The dynamic is totally different when people are involved in one conversation. So that seems to me to be a more productive way to get things done. So I want to know what your ideas are about how that might actually happen. That's one. And two, on the issue of race, for me, I would say for the board, which actually passed a policy on the race and nationality programming that needed to take place, and race and nationality training actually that is sorely needed within this network, which is not what our practices and our speech are very different things. It is not merely a byproduct of some other discussion. It warrants attention in and of itself. So simply saying, well, of course racism is an issue and it'll be discussed, you know, as part of the other things on which we have a certain editorial slant, that's really not adequate by way of a discussion. And particularly if we're looking at a budget for this new program of between, what did you say, I think Bonnie mentioned 189 to 429, even on the low end. If last year it was 250 and we're moving into an election year, and 189 is going to be taken up by this new program, where's the money to implement the race and nationality policy, or at least the portions which were passed going now, 3 years ago, and then reaffirmed last year?
Okay. Anybody else first?
Yeah. Well, Nathan, you know, I think Serene's point about, you know, you're going back and forth is a really good one, and it, you know, this puts you in an awkward position. I was hoping that all the PDs would get on tonight's call, and had asked everyone to ask their PDs to be on. Would it make sense to try and arrange a call? I know it's been difficult, but I'm not sure we have to have, if it's a brainstorming session, and it's not viewed as a session where we need a quorum, to try and arrange a call of the PDs and the committee members who could make it, to have a further discussion to help you along. And it's not, you know, like you're shuttling back and forth trying to figure out what everyone wants. Would that make sense?
I think given the size and scope of this particular issue, it would make sense to have a meeting like what you're describing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think in terms of, you know, kind of the standard business of this committee and the standard business of what the PDs talk about, you know, I mean, we could, me shuffling back and forth as an intermediary isn't that much of a hardship. But I think for something like this that gets into a great deal of complexity and discussion and you know, different interpretations of what our mission is and what it ought to be and how we ought to execute it, you know, I think a discussion with on board would probably be helpful.
Well, could I move then? Is anyone else on the list? Can I move that we ask you, so it's a formal motion, that we ask the National Program Coordinator to set up a meeting of the five station PDs and the committee, understanding it's whatever members could make it, that
right.
We're not going to worry about quorum, to further the discussion about a national program.
I second it. You made a motion, correct?
Hmm?
I second.
Is any discussion? How do people feel about that?
I think that's
very quiet bunch tonight.
I was gonna say I think that's a very good idea. And I was just going to think, I think, and it doesn't have to be something like every month or necessarily every 2 months, but I think that that's really good, you know, and it doesn't just have to always be centered around one particular issue when we're going to talk about a possible program that will be coming up. But I just think it would be great to just, you know, do it, you know, sometimes, because I think that's really important for us to get a sense of who we are and for them to have a sense of who the programming committee is and how this always works. Because another thing that oftentimes happens is that many times the public sees us on these committees and they present ideas to us about programming all the time. And so it's kind of like, how do you have the chance to communicate those concerns? And so having the chance to meet more with the programming, the PDs, and I think coming from, I mean, we can invite them, but I think coming from Nathan, it might be heard a little bit more. So I think it's a good idea.
Tilla here.
Wendy.
Tilla, go on.
Yes. I
and
also
then Wendy.
Think it's a good idea. And who will coordinate checking to see when people are available for this meeting?
Well, if Nathan, since I suggested Nathan establish it, unfortunately, he would have to do that.
That's cool. I can call a meeting. That's no worries.
But could you also check to see who's available on certain? I know that's a difficult task, but
of course.
Yes.
Sure.
Well, possibly to help you out, Nathan, we do know that, with the exception of Margaret, who's out of the country, anyhow, Monday, although some of us have some conflicts on some Mondays, but Monday did seem to be a time that almost everyone except Margaret from this committee could make it.
Yeah, I gathered that over the last couple months. Okay. That's fine, but you'll probably want to take a vote if you want to, but I mean, I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Well, I need to apologize. I kind of got distracted off the call. I needed it. So I missed a lot of this conversation, but I gather that you're talking about they shouldn't be proposing national shows without talking to the programming committee about it. Is that the deal?
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to say I think I'm all for going to all stakeholders before any decisions are made, but I haven't seen it work very well. First of all, you know, the program directors and managers and national staff, we want them to work with the boards. This is supposed to be a big team, and everybody's contributing to it, not certain parts, stopping things that are moving forward. And so I'm not saying that we would do that. I am saying, though, that is this is a subcommittee of the PNB, and what I think that this committee is supposed to do is create policy about programming. I don't think it's our job to suggest, well, we could all suggest programs. We could all contribute to programs, but it's really the staff's job to do the programs. And so I am just cautious of us obstructing what I saw as great forward progress at the last two times when all these people have come together, and I'm not on their calls. I know they have calls, conference calls as well, but, you know, it just sounds like it could be just another thing to make them feel like the board is actually obstructing them, and I don't know. I don't think it's necessary. I mean, the PNB already might also decide that they want to weigh in on it. So that's several layers. So that's all. I guess you get my drift.
We're at time.
Wendy, let me just clarify that according to the National Programming Policy, that this is the process, what we've been discussing tonight.
Okay.
We're now discussing is to be productive, and instead of Nathan talking to us and then going back and talking to the PDs, that we arrange a meeting with however many people from the National Programming Committee could be involved along with the PDs in a further discussion. But I would think that the PDs, as Armando suggested, need a little bit of time to talk at their stations before this happens. So, you know, like maybe, I don't know, 2 weeks, does that work? Nathan, is that too soon?
2 weeks might be doable, actually, yeah. No. 2 weeks on a Monday, no, but 3 weeks on a Monday would be okay.
I think that may be Labor Day.
Oh, really? You're right, it is.
Can I just throw this little second in? Because, Wendy, I don't know what point you came on, but this conversation came out of more the fact that we were talking about the PDs are on the call. I mean, they're invited to be on the call, but we don't really get a chance to talk with them. So it came out of, well, maybe we could have something like this. So it's more about how do we make this more inclusive and kind of like get a chance to talk with each other more sometimes, at least from my perspective. That's the way that I hear it.
Okay.
Well, Nathan, do we want to take a vote on this then? Is there any further discussion about the motion, which is for Nathan to convene a discussion group, let's call it. We don't have to worry about quorum. Of the PDs and members of the National Program Committee to further discuss national programming. Is that too vague?
It's fine by me.
Okay, can we take a vote then? Can we
maybe
just
without objection?
Pardon?
Maybe without objection, you can.
Are there any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, the motion's passed, and Nathan will follow up on it then and let us know.
You'll all hear from me.
Okay, good luck trying to coordinate a date.
All right.
Okay, so we
just
have...
Just remember, I'm sorry, just one quick point. The Elections Committee uses Fourth Monday, so you should check your pftx.org.
I will, thank you.
Okay. So we have one last item, which is a report from Nathan on his station visits. Well, two items, and our meeting schedule. Nathan, do you want to do a quick report on that?
I'll go real quick. Basically, as PNB meetings travel around the network, I tend to travel with them, and I've been making it a point to visit the stations as I go. When there's, 3 months or so between meetings, sometimes I'll be able to squeeze in another meeting to a station that's independent of a PNB meeting. But basically, the idea is to get some good FaceTime with the programmers at the various stations and to get to know folks and to start to figure out who are some good producers, people that we can bring into national programming from around the network that they're not the same 8 or 10 people over and over again. Also at these station visits that I do, I also do some training workshops, some workshops on how to get involved in national programming,
sort of various avenues for doing so. And, you know, I just kind of talk about how national programming works and you know, basically talk about the structure of what we do here at Pacifica. And a number of people come out for those. The last couple station visits I've done, I've actually also done just some skills workshops that I do. You know, interviewing skills, digital editing skills, things like that. So yeah, it's fun. They're good visits, and I'm always very pleased to. And actually, it's one of the better parts of my job is meeting the folks at the stations and actually talking about the good programming that we might be able to put together. So yeah, there's that. And I've visited KPFT so far and KPFK, and of course I'm based at WPFW. I think BAI is next on the roster since the meeting is in September.
Right.
And then I'll go out to, I'll probably squeeze a trip out to Berkeley before the end of the year.
Well, I don't know if anyone else on the call has been at any of the sessions that Nathan did, but I thought his visit to KPFK was really extremely helpful. The programmers who did go, but the information he distributed to the programmers was extremely good in terms of helping people understand how the national, well, if this flagship thing goes, there is no such thing as proposals for national programming, I guess.
Oh, there will be. It'll just have to take a different form.
Okay. But how that works, how to prepare programs, the audio port, I think it was extremely helpful, and I think people appreciated your visit, Nathan.
Good, good. And actually, someone had a very good suggestion, I don't remember who, to put that stuff online. So I'm slowly working on getting that built into an HTML page that I'll stuff.
I think it's great that you're doing that, too. You know, I can never quite get an answer, like, do all of the KPFT producers have a login to AudioPort? You know, that you're doing this and doing it at all the different stations kind of ensures that at least everybody has a chance to come learn that stuff, because we're not sure if all of our program directors are doing the same kinds of things as each other. So I think it's awesome.
Great. That's all. That's my report.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on that?
Can I try
and figure out our schedule?
I just have one more comment.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Nathan, again. And I may have lost a little bit of what you were saying when you were talking about some of the training. But and I know this is the first meeting we've had in a while, but I've heard more talk about national programming, but I would like to sometimes hear more also, and I know that you're new into this, but cause I don't think it's just national programming, but like the coordinating and the working with, I guess, helping, you know, the various stations and some of the local needs and stuff like that, which I think is also part of the national programming coordinator.
Sure.
Right, you know, I'm not. I know you're just new, and you're doing it. You know, you're doing quite a
oh,
bit.
Oh no,
work,
not at all.
That way, but just to also hear, you know, some more about those efforts and collaborations and stuff like that, and with the local needs and stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good point. Something I'm been working with folks on as well. Yeah, I mean, I do try and listen to the stations, you know, when I get a chance to, mostly by way of downloading shows now and then and, you know, plugging them on as I do my work during the day. I've still got a lot of shows to go, honestly. But yeah, it is something that I try and get a sense of what's going on at the station. So that's kind of where I'm starting at. And I also do, you know, kind of check out the Arbitron numbers to get that piece of the puzzle. And yeah, I mean, that's... yeah, I think working with the local stations is also part of it. I've been wrapping my head around this idea more and more lately, that, you know, really solid, I mean, you know, I'm a network programming coordinator, which in a lot of ways involves national programming, but as you're saying, you know, there's obviously an interest in local programming from a national programming point of view, because that's where it comes from. Right? Those are the people that drive it. So absolutely, absolutely. I think that if we could get, you know, a handful of really, really solid shows coming out of our local stations that are nurtured and sort of like helped along and packaged nicely at the local level, I can sort of take that and you know, go far with it, I would hope. terms of you know, further distribution and all that kind of thing, and publicity and promotion and carriage. So anyway, I appreciate your thoughts.
Great. Okay, can we try and settle on a meeting schedule? Now, here's what the problem is, as everyone knows. I mean, and I really want to thank you all for getting on the call right away, for us being able to reach quorum.
That was a record.
Tonight. On Monday nights, it's difficult for Margaret. Tuesday nights are impossible for Kathy Davis. So the idea, I thought our idea was to alternate between Monday and Tuesday, and then we were ended up with the situation where Margaret had to be out of the country, her mother is sick. So I don't know how we want to proceed. I think it does seem like the other nights are more problematic. Do we want to go back and to this to Monday night and alternating Mondays and Tuesdays and losing one or the other of them?
I think alternating would be good, but it might also be good because you never know. I think Kathy didn't sound like it was going to be definite. I think this is like a momentary thing, I thought. But it might just also be good to
She said she teaches a class on Tuesday night.
But I thought, yeah. I thought it wasn't, maybe I'm missing, I thought it was
maybe it's over.
Right, constantly. So it might just be good to recheck the schedules of people every now and then with Mondays or Tuesdays as well.
Okay, but how about, since we kind of knocked her off for tonight, if we alternate, but that the next meeting be the Monday one. And we had been doing, I think, the third Mondays of the month. Can we stick with that? That work for all of you would be, so next month would be September 17th.
Let me look at September 17th.
Is anybody looking at that calendar?
Oh, that's a good calendar.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I will.
Okay. But I know when I did look, there were a lot of open spaces for what we did have. Now, Dan, are you still here?
I am.
You said that at some point you were going to have problems with the evening meetings. Is that right?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought it was you.
The 17th of September is open.
Okay, so can we put down the 17th? And I could, Wendy, are you able to do it? Or shall
yeah,
I
I'll just do it right now.
Okay.
What time?
So it'd be the 17th of September, and then in October.
Wait, at 8:30 Eastern? Same time?
Yes. I think
okay.
We're just using Central Time. for October, the third Tuesday is the 16th.
What? Oh, in October?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to put that down, too?
Yeah, we might as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't know. That's National Boss Day. I might have to take out the new ED for dinner.
I hope you can.
Okay. Thank you all, and take care, Wendy. I hope you really get a lot of support in the community there.
Oh, yeah.
We're good. We're unified. We're speaking up not only for, you know, freedom of speech and all of our ideals and everything, but also that, you know, one of our friends almost got killed. So we're good. We'll be all right. We're good. Thanks, everybody.
Good. Okay. Right. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to everyone moving expeditiously. We managed this in our 2 hours.
Dan, did you leave the call yet?
Thank you, Sharna.
I'm still here.
I just wanted to throw out one thing kind of about the discussion with the FCC and freedom of speech. Just one thing.
Please.
With me, sometimes the freedom of speech is about, is the freedom of speech about the right to have the freedom to exchange ideas, or is it about the right to say whatever comes to your head? And, I mean, that's just one of those things where I have always, you know, got into some questions with you. So I just wanted to throw that out to you, you know.
Well,
and, you know, actually, I think it would be really neat to have a debate among Pacificans. The one issue we discussed already on the issue of the National Hispanic Caucus and the boycott. But, for instance, on Radio Intifada next week, I'm going to be doing a thing on political cartooning, Islamophobia, and free speech. And, you know, one of the guests, a terrific political cartoonist whose book just came out, Khalil Bendib, believes that the Danish cartoon should not have been published. And I'm getting another political cartoonist on who believes they should have been, that cartoonists should not censor themselves. And then I'm going to open the phones after a while for some column. But I think that, you know, we don't necessarily all agree either on absolutist positions or, you know, what role does context and motivation play. And I think rather than just having speakers, that one program might be a debate among Pacificans.
Right. Is it about the exchange of ideas or about the right to say whatever comes into your head?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
where do you draw the line? There has to be a line.
I just wanted to throw that out to you. That's all.
Sure. No, you know, and actually to maybe move in another direction that sums it up at the risk of something, you know, a great national venue for that would actually be the program that we've been talking about.
Oh, sure. Let's just have a whole nother. We'll be on the call a whole nother hour. Just
right.
Just wrapping up.
Okay. Anything else?
I just want to throw that spin into you.
I'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, sure
okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.